been a good weekend. John and his guys have done a great job of identifying Broncos. Our goal was to fortify our offensive line and defensive line in free agency, and that's been done, guys. Last week we signed Leary and Watson, two strong big guys. You know, so we got bigger there. Two physical guys, but most of all, two good people, good teammates, guys who work hard. Today we've signed two defensive linemen, Domantha Peko and Zach Kerr from the Colts. I was with Domantha for two seasons in Cincy. He's a guy that's missed two games in his entire career. He's played every game for seven straight years. He's a big man, you know, so we got bigger there also on both sides of the ball. That was our goal. Zach is a young, explosive, again, a big body guy, you know, who can play the shade or the three technique, also provides some pass rush for us. So we're excited, guys. You know, we got bigger on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensive line. That goal's been met. That being said, Domantha Peko, you're up. Welcome.
Thanks, Coach. Right, appreciate buddy. It, brother.
Thank you, man. Happy to have you.
Thank you. What's up, guys? It's an honor for me to be here. First of all, I just want to give thanks to the man upstairs for a great opportunity to continue playing the game I love to play. And to come to an organization that is a contender every year, year in and year out, and to bring my talents here from Cincinnati to here, it's such a blessing. I'm ready to work, ready to pursue the ring, get after it, and it's an honor to be here. Appreciate it.
Open it up for questions. Who is all in on you?
What's that?
Who was all in on you when you were a free agent as far as other teams?
I had interest from Eagles, 49ers, Cincy, of course, and then the Vikings were pretty big on me.
And then how come you ultimately wound up here?
What brought me up here was Coach Vance Joseph, you know, was with us in Cincinnati, and he had I have a really good relationship with him. And not only that, just the winning spirit here, you know, the organization here is always, like I said, contender, you know, and I want to win. You know, I'm here for a reason, you know, to come in here and help out the defense in the trenches there in the middle. And I feel like this is the best opportunity for me to pursue a ring and to have fun while I'm doing it, you know. Yeah, man, leadership is just something that you go out there. For me, it's something that you do by example. You know, I'm not going to come in here and talk like I'm a leader, blah, blah, blah. I like to show my leadership through work and my work ethic and how I present myself on and off the field. That's how I lead, and I lead by example. So I'm just going to go out there, continue to do what I've been doing, and that's giving my best effort, working hard, always being coachable, and just trying to give my best effort to win. And I think guys like in Cincy, that they saw that and they just followed my lead. And that's what I plan on doing here, is just being myself and just giving my best and leading by example.
What is the key to being durable and being available every week? And how much do you think you have left at this point in your career?
I feel good, man. I don't know if there's any one key, you know, to being durable like that. I give most thanks to God, of course, you know, for keeping me strong and healthy. But also I have a really good off-season workout program that I've been doing. It's been working for me. It's a place in Ohio, and it's called Ignition. I've been working there for past 10 years in the off-season, and we don't slack off there. We work hard over there. We sharpen each other up. There's probably about maybe 15, 20 guys from the NFL that all work out there. Names like Geno Atkins, Andrew Whitworth, premier guys, you know. Luke Kuechly works out there. So we all challenge each other there, and that's been working for me.
How's it feel coming in, reuniting with Kyle over here? What's that like for you?
Oh, man, it's awesome, man, having my little cousin Kyle here. You know, that also had a little bit to do with me coming here. It's Coach Vance and then Kyle, too, man. Kyle's my little cousin. His dad and me are first cousins, so it's good to have another Peko in the house. And but it's also great, you know, to sharpen each other up. You know, I want to make sure that I take him under my wing, show him what I know, and I'm sure he could teach me a few things too. So we're just gonna sharpen each other up and get better together.
Have you met with any of the other players? I saw you with TJ, but any other players?
I've just been saying hi to a couple guys. I said hi to Big Max, the center, Paradis. We had some good battles with those guys. So it's good to see them without the pads on, you know. And they're excited to have me here, and I'm excited to be a part of the team.
What about the rest of the defense, specifically guys secondary, how excited are you playing
now? Dude, man, Cincinnati, man, we're big on defense there too, you know, but you guys over here have been holding it down for a long time, and to play with the caliber guys like that, Atib, Khalib, and, freaking 58, man, I'm excited to be on the same field and with him, man. I like to play with a lot of energy and excitement. He does too, so I'm excited to be able to be on the same field with him. Your guys' defense has been great over the years, and I just want to use my talents to help improve and help out wherever I can.
What do you see your role and your impact on
this team? I'm a big, I'm a nose man. I've been nose guard for Cincy 11 years, you know, in the AFC North, and that's a tough division, you know, but that's how I see myself here, you know, being a strong nose in the middle, holding the point. On pass rush downs, being able to get loose and make some plays. But being a nose at my, like for me, it's I like to not only just consider myself a nose in the middle of the field there, but I like to run sideline to sideline, man. I like to run around and make plays on screens, reverses, all that type of stuff. And that's what I want to bring energy, bring stoutness, and just bringing playmaking abilities.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys. Much love. Appreciate it.